Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of New Jersey star Melissa Gorga, who talks all about the brand new season of the hit Bravo show, her marriage struggles, and what she really thinks of Teresa's new man.
So just to get into last season a little bit, I know that you and Joe hit a little bit of a rough patch last season. How are you doing now, first of all?
Much better, much better. I think that, I know we're married for 16 years, but we are still learning each other. There's different turning points, I would say, in marriages. I remember it happening one other time in our marriage, and I think it was when I first got on the show. Joe's not big on change, and he likes things to stay the same. He likes to know that everything is going to be intact. And that's not a bad quality. That's what makes him a great husband. But for me, I'm all about change right now. My kids are older. I'm working harder than ever. Yeah. I'm making money. I'm building a brand. I have a business that's very successful. Envy has been, 5-year anniversary we just had, and it's above and beyond anything. And it's not that he's not proud of that. He is proud of it, but it does pull me out of the house a lot. And it was becoming, strenuous for us because he just doesn't want it. And I'm not willing to give it up, but we're really, and the pandemic, I think, put us together a lot of more hours than we usually are because usually he's at work. So we don't have time to argue about this stuff because by the time he gets home, we're eating dinner, it's bedtime. I worked all day. He worked all day, but all of the time to talk about it was almost like, it was rough for us.
Yeah.
And we filmed that season during the pandemic last year. So you were kind of seeing the grit of us, like just going at it. And that night we went to dinner. It just came out of nowhere. It was a little dig and I was like, I'm sick of it. And it just exploded. But I feel like I'm not, in the beginning I was embarrassed. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe we did this like this, but I feel like it's real. And it's like people, this is what happens. And it is what it is. There's ups and downs. Nothing's ever perfect. I know a lot of people always wanted to believe that we are not, we have arguments. We love each other hard, but we butt heads. Like he's a Leo, I'm an Aries. We are, we're like fire. So
what changes have you both made since the show aired to help each other or to mend that kind of rift that you had?
Well, I would say I told him to stop picking on me. So he stopped picking on every little thing I do as if it was going to have like change our life, every move I made. Yeah. And I think he still does it, but he's like calming down. He's like, he's noticing he does it now. And I'm really picking and choosing a little bit more as to when I actually have to go somewhere and stay overnight and be somewhere. I'm being a little more choosy, where before I was like, nope, I'm doing every single thing. This is what I have to do. I think I'm picking and choosing a little bit more now.
That's good. At the end of last season, you said that you weren't sure if you were going to make it. Do you think you're going to make it now?
Yes. Yes. I think we're going to make it. Yes. Yes. We are doing so much better.
How did you prepare your kids for watching back last season, or did they watch it?
It wasn't so much the show as it was the Instagram and the magazines and things like that. So Antonia, especially because she's turning 16, so she would see it the most. She would come to me and be like, why are they saying you're getting a divorce? Why are they saying you're fighting? What happened? What is this? What is this? And I have to explain to her, Antonia, like we're on reality TV, you know, since she's 4 years old. I said, you know, the littlest thing, they make it a big thing. And so it's not, everything is not as it seems. We're fine. We're working it out, but she's not a child. I said, listen, facts of life, me and your father had an argument and we're on a reality TV show. So the whole world got to see it. And then we had to talk about it. And so they know, and mommy's okay with it. And daddy's okay with talking about it because it's real life situations. And we chose to put our life on to the world. And so she understood, but she was really, I think the Instagram was in all the articles, you know, I think that was starting. Yeah. I think that was where she was like, wait, is everything okay? And that broke my heart, you know?
Yeah. Did you or Joe handle the aftermath of it harder?
Joe did. Yeah. It's just our personalities. Like I'm very, like, I let it roll off me. I'm not a grudge holder. I don't dig as deep where Joe, I think Joe was like losing it with all of the extra.
Yeah. It hits you differently after the show airs, I'm sure, than in the moment. Cause you don't.
Yeah, it was hard. We didn't enjoy. Usually we like watch the episodes together before. And this season we're like, let's just skip it. Like, I don't want to start an argument right now. So let's not watch it, you know?
Yeah. You had told us going into last season that you were fighting a lot. Are you still fighting a lot? Do you feel like that's kind of dissipated?
No, we listen, there's still a couple of things and kinks that we work out. And like every marriage has, do I think we're in that dark place that was a little scary last year? No, I think that we're doing well.
Good. Good. You know, last question about that. Tom Girardi and Erica Jane are in the news right now. And we've seen many couples from this franchise break up. How do you survive that reality TV curse? And do you believe in the reality TV curse?
I do believe in it. I do think it's safe. You have to be so grounded, and it takes a huge sense of reality out of your life, because you can almost go into this bubble of this fake world with these people. There's a lot of extra people. There's extras everywhere. And that's what Joe always says too. There's a lot of extras around. And they try to lure you in and pull you into this and pull you into that. And you have to keep the fact that it's a job. It's a job. This is my work. This is my career. This is my stepping stone to a lot of other things that I do in life. So you have to keep your feet on the ground. I think it's just so hard for marriages to keep together because someone in the marriage usually gets too big for their britches and it just goes south, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. We got to talk about All Stars.
I'm
so excited.
So fun. Oh my God.
What can you tell us?
You are literally going to pee your pants. Like there was people, the cast peed our pants plenty of times during this. So, I mean, it is something else. It is something else.
That's awesome. What can you tell us about it? I know that not a lot's out there yet. We know the cast.
Yeah, there's the cast. There's arguments between people that you would never expect. They just look so like, you know, Ramona and Kenya definitely clash a lot. You see a little bit go down between Teresa and I, and just the history of the two of us. And we get into it for a minute and we shock the shit out of like these girls. Cause what was so funny to me is that they all couldn't believe the dynamic that her and I had. They were like, wow, like we've never seen it in person, because they're like, you guys could like be at it, but you love each other. But yet you guys look at each other sometimes like you want to throw each other off a cliff. And I'm like, and it's like the dynamic of that they've never seen in person. And I don't think I've ever realized how kind of intriguing it was until all the other ladies were like kind of blown away by it.
Yeah.
You know?
Who surprised you the most? Like who did you bond with that you were surprised that you bonded with?
I'm going to say Luann.
Oh, I love her.
I just thought she was kind of like going into this. I kind of thought maybe she was like a little bit like, you know, snooty.
Yeah.
Like she wasn't going to let her hair down. Like, and I know she's a party girl, but like, I thought she had an air about her and she is just great. I absolutely love her. I mean, I would say I definitely partied the hardest with Kenya.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone that you clashed with? besides?
I mean, yeah. I mean, there was definitely a couple arguments here and there. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, for the most part, I really love all the ladies. They really all brought their own. There was definitely some disagreements and difference of opinion. But for the most part, I really, truly love them all.
Yeah. Now, I would imagine this is going to create some jealousy for the housewives that were not picked. Have you heard any of that yet?
No, not in our franchise, because Teresa and I have really been there the longest. Yeah. I mean, everyone else is fairly new, mm-hmm. or, you know, no one has been there as long as Teresa and I. So it did make sense for the two of us to go. And I think they all respected that, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, I agree. They were fair in their casting, I think, they really picked
people. I think so. I think so. I mean, I would have loved to have another Beverly Hills girl. I didn't understand why it was just Kyle. I'm like, where's the other Beverly Hills lady?
Right. You know? That's true. That's true. Speaking of mixing up casts, is there anyone that you would like to bring to Jersey next season? Or even a past housewife from Jersey, like Caroline Manzo or someone like that?
I mean, I don't know. Our cast is pretty amazing right now. I'm gonna have to stick with it. It's pretty great. And we have some fun stuff coming. So.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Were you, sorry, I know I said last question earlier about that, but just one more question. Were you and Joe hesitant at all to do the show again after everything last season?
We were hesitant to do it when we first signed up. It really took us a couple months to really sign that paper and like decide. Going into it this year, again, it's my job.
Yeah.
It's my, you know, so it's like, but am I hesitant? Always, but I was more, it pushes us a little bit harder to like open our eyes and realize sometimes I know it sounds crazy, but that the show can heal. I feel like it's healed Teresa and I many times in our families by making us come together when we want to not be together. And it's crazy. I feel like it could be healing for us.
Yeah, no, I totally see that. It kind of puts you under a magnifying glass that you wouldn't have necessarily been under in real life. So,
right. Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of Teresa, you guys were all together on July 4th with Jackie. So Jackie and Teresa seem to be okay now. What do you think about that friendship?
I mean, I am relieved to say the least. You're going to have to watch more and see how that goes down and how they actually got there. But you saw it did end at the reunion with them saying, listen, we're going to bury the hatchet. And I am so glad, like, because nothing sucks more than being in the middle of your sister-in-law and your very good friend. It's torture for me. Like, I can't win either way, you know?
Yeah.
So I am so happy that they're digging each other right now. Let's hope it stays that way.
Yes, let's hope. So where there you guys are shooting now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about Louis for her? I know you've spoken a little bit about him, but do you think this is the one or the second one?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's the one. I think he's great. I think that she's never been happier.
That's a big statement.
Yeah.
Why do you think they work together?
They just do. They do. You have to like see their dynamic together, but I think they work really well together.
Yeah. It's all the pineapple, right?
Must be the pineapple.
do you think that her kids like Louie? Do you see a nice relationship going on there?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I really do. I think they're doing great.
How are you there for Teresa's kids as their aunt? Since I know they've been through so much over the last few years.
I mean, we're always there. We've always lived in the same town. I mean, it's just the way it goes, you know. We're always there. We'll always be there.
Yeah. Do your kids hang out with her kids like all the time?
Yeah. Melania and Antonia, as everybody knows, you know, they just love each other the most and get along the best. And, but yeah, when they're together, it's so cute because my boys, you know, for her girls, like my boys are the only little boys around. So they all just hoard Gino and Joey. They love them so much.
Who are you closest with right now on the cast? I mean, it seems like Jackie, maybe.
I mean, Margaret's always been my girl. I'm very close with Margaret. Margaret, I would say Margaret and Jackie, I'm very close with.
So, okay, this game, it's called Worst Date Ever. So can you recall a worst date? It could be with Joe, you know, if you want to make it.
Yeah, fun. I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Okay.
Worst date ever. Okay. First date ever with Joe Gorga. No, I'm sorry. It was my second date with Joe Gorga. Cause the first date he had me at his home and he made me a fake dinner, which we can include that too. He put all the food in the pots and pans that he ordered from the Italian restaurant down the street and swore he cooked it all. And then I figured it out later that it was the same dishes as the restaurant down the street. But that's not even the worst. That was, you know, effort, A for effort there. Yeah. The worst was our second date that he worked so hard that I was sitting there just talking to him and he literally fell asleep. We were at a beautiful restaurant. He was like this, he's just talking. And then he was nodding. And I was like, am I boring you? Or are you on drugs? Like, did I meet somebody who does, like, are you on drugs? Like, you're closing your eyes. Like, I am not used to boring people. What is happening here? And he literally just nodded out while I was talking to him on my second date.
Do you remember what you were talking about?
No, just we were just talking and I could not believe it. And then my first thought is like, oh my God, does this guy do drugs? Like, what is this? And then I was like, hello, am I boring you? And he was like, no, I got up at 5:30 this morning. I'm exhausted. I was like, wow, I've never seen anyone nod out on me before. That's a first.
That's hysterical. Yeah. That's amazing. Just a few dating story follow-ups. So do you remember when that was, first of all?
That was 2004.
Wow. So how did he score a second and a third date with you?
I just liked him a lot. And he truly was really tired. He was, he was tired. He was exhausted. I know his schedule. He works, he still works like a dog, to be honest. He's that guy. He gets up 5:30 every morning and you're lucky if you can get him home by 7.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. When you guys were dating, did he always pick up the bill? Did you always think the man should get it?
Yeah, I would say yes. We were very like typical where, you know, I never paid for a dinner. I've never pulled out a credit card. Like he just always did it. And I was like, okay.
Fine by me.
All right. Be a man if you want to be that man.
Yeah. When you were first dating or dating other people back in the day, what was kind of your biggest turn on and your biggest turn off with dating?
I never liked to show off. I never liked a bragger. I never liked to show off. Even if Joe, when I first met him, we used to go and like meet people if we were gambling, like at the table, and he would just talk to the other people around us. I remember saying like, are you bragging? Don't brag. And like, he's like, no, Melissa, I'm not bragging. Like I explain to people what I do and how I make my money because this guy might be able to be an investor or this guy. And I'm like, he's like, it's called networking. I'm like, okay. Cause I feel like you're bragging, but at the time I'm like 25 years old. So I didn't get it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think a bragger or like when you're need too much attention, it just kills it for me. I'd rather than be a little quiet, you know?
Yeah. And biggest turn on?
Confidence. Definitely. A confident man to me is the biggest turn on.
Last thing. We're just asking everyone what you're binge watching right now.
Binge watching. Mayor of Easttown. Easton. Am I saying it right?
I don't know. I've never heard of this.
Oh my God. So Kate Winslet. So great. It's only 7 episodes. It's amazing.
Awesome. I'll have to check it
out. Very good.
Mayor of Easttown. Okay. I'd rather binge watch the All-Stars. I can't wait for it to come out.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com where we've got you covered.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.